One name has come to symbolise a bitter debate in this country that has pitted jobs against the environment and climate change. That name is Adani, the private Indian mining and services conglomerate named for its owner, the politically well-connected Indian businessman Gautam Adani. Well, today his company leapt a big hurdle. It received the final approval for its divisive Carmichael coal mine. The Queensland Government signed off on the miners' plan to manage the underground water supplies on the site, though dire warnings are still echoing for an ancient aquifer. Adani says it will break ground, though, on the mine site immediately. Rachel Mealy reports.
On the streets of the Queensland town of Claremont this afternoon, many celebrated the announcement in the hope the mine will bring jobs for locals.
I think it's great, actually, for the communities in the area. It can only bring more money into the areas, which this place needs at the moment. The old town's been a bit stagnant for the last few years. There'll be people celebrating, no doubt, about it at all, for sure.
For us as local business owners, anything that brings people to town is certainly going to benefit our local economy.
It's going to be really good for the town, good for a lot of the businesses around here, for the concrete mob, for people with all the side tippers, for the rail line. It's going to bring a lot of apprenticeships and that for the younger generation.
The Adani proposal has suffered almost 9 years of delays from governments, courts and banks. CEO Lucas Dow says it's time to get down to business.
We were always confident that we'd see these plans approved and we'd start construction of the mine. Clearly, all we'd always been seeking was certainty of process and timing, and I'm glad that we've now got it and we can get on with it.
It took a Labor drubbing at the federal election in Queensland to spur the Premier to act on the Adani approval. Anastasia Palaszczuk said she'd had a wake-up call and immediately took the approval process out of the hands of her own Environment Department and put the state's Coordinator General in charge of the process. He brought the company and the Environment Department together to discuss what information was needed from the company to get the final go-ahead. Queensland's Environment Minister Leanne Enoch today told Parliament the final sticking point, the mine's groundwater management plan, had met the requirements.
Following many years of work, the groundwater dependent ecosystem management plan has met the environmental conditions required by its environmental authority and has been approved.
Scientists have been concerned that the mine could permanently drain the water from the Dungmabulla Springs, which lie 7 kilometres to the southwest of the mine site. Adani had been directed to find the source of the aquifer which feeds the springs before approval could be given. But now the department has approved the mine and given Adani extra time to get the information about the source aquifer. Leanne Enoch refers to the department as the regulator.
The regulator is satisfied that the groundwater-dependent ecosystem management plan sufficiently establishes the main source aquifer of the springs. To the extent that other lesser sources are plausible but not proven, the regulator has sought and received commitments from Adani to undertake further scientific work as recommended by CSIRO and Geoscience Australia in the next 2 years to identify any potential contribution from other aquifers.
It's a development that's left environmental opponents of the mine reeling. Kelly O'Shaughnessy is the CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation. She says the Queensland Government has shifted the goalposts to suit Adani.
The groundwater experts have been saying for some years now that there's some significant concerns with the Adani's assumptions that the Dungmabulla Springs won't be affected. Nothing has changed over those years, but today the Queensland Government put Adani's profits over the advice of scientists, which is incredibly disappointing as governments are supposed to be putting the people first and our needs for water, not the profits of a big corporation.
While today's approval allows Adani to start preparatory work on its site, CEO Lucas Dow says bringing coal out of the earth and to a port is still some time away.
From today, in 2 years' time, people should be expecting that we've exported our first piece of coal.
Adani Mining CEO Lucas Dow. Our reporter is Rachel Mealy.